Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the at-large capacity building working group call taking place on Monday, 30th of March 2020 at 1700 UTC. On our call today, we have Joanna Kulesha, Alfredo Calderon, Cheryl Langdonor, Olivier Crepin Leblanc, Daniel Mangaka, Barack Otiano, Rickson Acosta, Piatosh Jana, Maureen Hilliard, Dev Anantilexing, Tijani Benjema, Roberto Gaetano, John Moore, Lilian Inestelus Bruges, Nadira El Arash, Abdul Kareem Olriete, Anne-Marie Jolie Bachelet, Sebastian Bachelet, and currently we don't have anyone on the Spanish and no one on French channel either. We have received apologies from Alberto Soto and Wanda Scarpedini. On staff side we have Heidi Ulrich, Gisela Gruber, Kurt Way, Edwin Ardult, and myself, Yashim Nazar, and I'll also be doing call mention for today's call. Our Spanish interpreters are Veronica and David, and our French interpreters are Claire and Jacques. Just a kind reminder to please state your name before speaking for the not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes, please. And once again, I would like to remind that real-time transcription is provided on today's call, and I'm just going to share the link with you here in Zoom chat. Please do check the link. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, Joanna. Thank you very much.
Let me unmute myself, that would work better. Thank you very much, Yashim. This is Joanna Kulesha for the transcript record. Let us go through the agenda first. We've had the roll call. Our agenda for today is pretty fundamental, pretty basic. We're trying to catch up on the progress that has been made since our last meeting on February 20th. The first agenda item is a review of the action items we've had during that meeting. The next agenda item is an introduction from Alfredo. Thank you for joining us, Alfredo. And then, as already said, the gist of the meeting is to get an update on the three working groups we've been working on thus far. I would like to use this opportunity also to get this group updated on the work that is being done regarding academic engagement. There is a comment that is still open that has been subjected to the review or feedback from the Consolidated Policy Working Group. So a very brief update on that comment on the next gen that should lead us into a review of the academic engagement strategy or plan. That would also be a part of that update in agenda item number 5, but we will start off with the I Can Learn policy development course. I will be happy to provide you with what we have in store, what's on the short-term agenda, and what are the further steps. I'm really glad that Dev joined us as the next agenda item. It's a review of the onboarding site tech team progress or if there are any challenges or any needs that the team has. I would be happy to review those as well. And then should Hadia be able to join us, I would welcome a brief review of the last call that was set up just last week for the webinar's SOP team. If that is not the case, I will be happy to provide you with the information I have from my inbox and from the information that is available on our wiki page. In any other business, I'd like to use those few minutes to get your feedback on other plans that we have in store, and then we will try to figure out the best time for this group to meet again. That is our agenda. If there are any items that should be added or removed from the agenda, please kindly share your feedback. If there are no comments to the agenda, I would be happy for us to move forward. As already said, the first action item is a review of the first agenda item is a review of the action items we had during the last meeting. Most of those referred to the I Can Learn course, and as we progress with our agenda, I will be happy to update you how we are doing. We got some feedback from Betsy on the draft we have sent. We will also, I will provide you with information on the next steps that we have there. In that sense, those action items are pending, but I'm hoping for them to be fulfilled in the nearest future. We also have an action item that was assigned to Daniel. I heard he's on the call. Welcome, Daniel. Good to have you. And that dealt to a large extent on combining the work of those two working groups, so outreach and engagement and capacity building, have been working together and will be working together on trying to figure out how to streamline our learning activities. And the action item of adding Hadia to the webinars team has been very swiftly ticked off our list by staff who added Hadia right after that meeting. If we have Daniel on the call and he would like to let us know whether there are any specific items that we should mention with regard to that action item, I would be happy to give him the floor. From my side, I've had the opportunity to participate in the outreach and engagement meeting. My understanding is that we are in perfect understanding on the next steps, on the focus we want to have. But at the same time, I understand that Daniel is concerned with the limited scope of outreach activities that this specific challenging time has put on us with regards to only virtual outreach. Daniel, if there's anything you would like to add, please kindly take the floor.
It's Daniel Solaroko. Hope you can hear me well. At least I'm very happy, Joanna, for so far the updates that you've given. And this is a point whereby we need utmost collaboration between the capacity building working group and the social media working group, together with all the members in the outreach and engagement team, such that we can be able to come up with how effective we can be able to conduct outreach and engagement online. Already, I'm aware of the work that the capacity building working group is doing, especially regarding to creating more webinars, but then also more engagement with the different RALO leaders, different working groups, and the community on how we can be able to build capacity, especially in key hot topics or key issues that are within the jurisdiction of ICANN. This is not limited to DNS abuse, as it is one of the key issues that is being discussed, and also we are exploring opportunities on how we can be able to leverage on videos to be able to communicate key information. At least I'm very happy to share that a discussion already started on the ocean engagement call, and Jonathan was willing at least to do at least a training of members who are interested in creating these video materials. And I welcome all members who are interested to be able to join the team, such that we can be able to create more channels on how we can be able to conduct outreach and to engage the community. With those few remarks, allow me to give the floor back to Joanna. Thank you. I'm happy to take any questions in case there is anything that requires that. Back to you, Joanna.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I fully agree. I think there is a lot of potential there for joint collaboration. With that in mind, I'm going to move on to our next action item. As already said, Alfredo, thank you for joining us. I know that there are certain challenges that you're facing within this, unique time that we are in, but thank you for taking the time to join us. Our action item is a welcome from Alfredo. So, Alfredo, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you, Joanna. This is Alfredo Calderon for the record. I do have a question to Daniel regarding that he mentioned that Jonathan gave a short workshop or training on how to develop multimedia materials. Is that accurate? And if it's so, is there a video of that we can access so that other people can learn how to do some videos for to help us out in outreach and engagement? Thank you. Sorry for that.
Thank you very much, Alfredo. Indeed, I think this is a time for creative thinking. Also when it comes to outreach, but this goes also for capacity building. As Cheryl rightfully notes in the chat, outreach will need to be virtual, at least for the next 6 months, I suppose. So this is something that we will need to... But again, it's not something that only a large is facing. This is a cross-community issue that spans across communities and across silos, and goes far beyond IGAN. So that's something that we need to stay on top of. All the developments need to be our developments as well. With that, let's move to the updates, speaking of creative thinking. The first update is on the ICAN Learn course. I'm happy to report we have a meeting scheduled with Betsy and our potential speakers, hopefully for next week, so there's a doodle out. Most of the potential participants have already indicated their preferences. We are meeting with Betsy and her team to speak of the technicalities. I must admit that the technicalities thus far have proven to be most challenging in terms of who's doing the recording, how that recording is going to work, et cetera, et cetera. So we're meeting online just to withhold those lengthy emails and try to figure out how this is going to be done. We've been advised by Betsy and her team to limit the course to 20-minute segments. That's something that we will do. Brief recordings with a few questions. And this is the moment when we wanted to have our actual speakers. So that would be Jonathan speaking about policy development within at large and two examples of policy development areas. That would be Holly and Justine. The update from Justine is that with regard to StopPro, it might make sense to leave that element of the policy development course for August, when the deadline for the StopPro report should be met. In that sense, we will work with Justine to make sure that she knows the process, but the very content of a StopPro update will be provided when one of the deadlines of that working group will be met. Likely the first element will be provided by Jonathan, who was kind enough to update the process itself within the Consolidated Policy Working Group. So that will be our first 20-minute segment. The process of that being developed will be discussed in the coming week, and I'm very much looking forward to reporting back to you, hopefully with more tangible results in the sense of actual content in the works to be added to the ICAN Learn platform. Our next action item is on the onboarding slide deck. We have Dave, I see a question from Heidi in the chat. Would other ICAN Learn courses be developed before August? Heidi, I'm hoping that this course will have three elements. So I'm hoping to have the general introduction into policy making within at large to be done as soon as possible. I will check back with Holly. I'm not sure she will be able to meet us for that specific interaction with the ICAN Learn team. If that is the case, I will check back with her and I will look into, well, it's not three separate courses, but it's three separate elements of one course. So we will start off with the element that deals with policy development. We will have Holly on board, I hope. And then Justine will add that part to the course on policy development, an example of policy development in August. I hope that works, but as already said, I'm looking forward to the meeting with the I Can Learn team to be able to better understand how this will work technically, because to me that was one of the challenging items. So I would like to see this in the works, so to speak. I think we know what the substance should be. We're just not very sure how this is going to work, who's actually going to do the recording and what's going to be put into it and who's going to do it. In that sense, I'm looking forward to the meeting. I know that the first part will be Jonathan's. It shouldn't be too lengthy. We are encouraged to keep those 20 minutes divided into smaller sections. So I would like to have the first of the speakers join the I Can Learn team and figure out how we're going to do it and how this is going to work. I hope that is clear. If I'm missing anything, just please make sure to raise your hand and speak up. So that's as far as we've gotten. We want to have this. Yes, there is someone trying to speak. If this is Heidi, I can barely hear you, Heidi. Hello?
Speaking. Sorry, it was someone who just joined Zoom without muting his microphone. So
thank you.
Apologies for that.
Right.
Yeah, just muted
right,
that.
Perfect. Not a problem at all. Okay. I'm not seeing questions in the chat. I see a few comments that we need to adjust the way we do outreach and capacity building. I fully agree. Okay, so that's the update on the I Can Learn course. I will be sure to provide you with updates as we move on, once the technical challenges are, well, maybe not overcome, but once we get more clarity on how this is actually going to work. Whether there are other courses, as Heidi indicated, once we know how this is done, I'm hoping to live up to the promises we've made on a DNS course to our end users, to our members, but also going beyond that. So this is the moment where we try to figure out how this is actually being developed by the I Can Learn team, how much support can be offered, and how much work needs to be done on our end. Once we get that done, I hope we can replicate that experience onto other issues, onto other topics. If we have Dev, I would love to hear back on the progress that's been made by his little team. If there is any help that we could offer, I would also be happy to learn what could be the practical things we could do to support the work you're doing, Dave. If we have Dave Dave, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. This is Dave Nanda speaking. So, well, the capacity group, the onboarding slide deck team, as part of the capacity building working group, had a call in February 26th. And, generally one of the action items was that one of the slide deck that needs to be updated with the latest style guide that ICANN is now using, since the style guide was using something developed in 2016-2017. And, staff has just completed that action item, literally within a few minutes before the call. So I do, so the link to that style guide, I'll try to copy it in the chat here, is this point. And the community onboarding documents, let me just put the link to that as well. Trying to do multiple things at the same time. And here's the onboarding documents, I've only done like minor tweaks to see what is the DNS system and so forth. But I think I think that especially in the light of the new challenges related to outreach, that, well, the practicality of doing face-to-face outreach is now severely curtailed for the next several months, if not for the year. That allowed, give more focus, I think, to this. To try to see if we can update this and see how the policy challenges slide deck, can that be updated to include the policy issues or even a separate deck within that to say, these are the current policy issues being looked at by the CPWG type of thing. And then you know, I think there's possibilities to be made there. So I'll put out a call just on the within the slide deck thing to see who can do what section. And, of course, anybody is welcome to help adjust and update the slide deck. So I can take any questions if there are any.
Thank you very much, Dave. That is wonderful progress. So just for me to understand this correctly, the plan is to have the slide deck, as a slide deck, updated. Where will it be available? I remember us having a conversation on that, so I'm wondering whether the group came to any conclusions on the best location for that slide deck. I understand there is a certain challenge in communicating this. Are there any takeaways from your meeting with regards to what platform would be best to make this available?
Well, I still think that there's been suggestion that we take part, we can move migrate part of this to our ICANN Learn course, but which can happen, but I think obviously the content needs to happen first. And I still think the slide deck is important because people can present in a Zoom room the slide deck to people that join a virtual meeting. So I do think the slide deck is still important for the virtual outreach. And the ICANN Learn is for those persons coming in independently, you know, searching ICANN Learn, who joined up with ICANN Learn, seeing the course, and then can then take that course. But obviously the content needs to be updated.
Perfect.
I guess, yep. One challenge, I would say, you know, I've been hearing the discussions earlier about the policy platform and so on. And to me, my concern is like, how do you keep these things up to date on policies that are evolving? And, you know, and you have to keep up to date. You know, I guess that's something that has to be discussed. Okay, that's it.
Yep, thank you. That is very helpful. I fully agree. We would welcome content first. I don't want to say we need to do, because that's something that you're heading, but I would be happy to do my best to try and support that work. So a slide deck would be most welcome first, and we can take it from there. I fully hear your concerns about making sure we coordinate the policy challenges element of the slide deck with what we described before as a policy platform. Please be sure to let me know if there are any activities that would support that, if you would like us to meet with Jonathan, or if you would like us to discuss any specific issues of that part of the slide deck, I would be happy to support that. I fully take on board the comments. I've heard them here and elsewhere on the need to update the slides. I think that's something that the Capacity Building Working Group should take upon its agenda, so whenever anything happens within at large, we should be able to provide updates to whatever resource is the final destination for the work that you have initiated that is going wonderfully well. I see a question from Heidi. Dev, will the onboarding slides also include some information for incoming leaders in the time for the IGM? If you would like to take that, Dave, I would be happy to give it.
Thanks, this is Dave. I would like to do that, Heidi. I guess it's a question. So it's the navigating at large slide deck that then really needs to be updated. So obviously I'll welcome some collaboration out, and I suspect our staff, either you or Evan, that have been doing some training for incoming leaders, perhaps you can give some guidance, especially in light with all the volunteer efforts being diverted with COVID-19 and so on. So if I can work with staff and we can try to build it up very quickly. Okay.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Thanks. Yes, we have enthusiastic consent coming from staff in the chat window. Thank you very much, Heidi and Evan. Evan leads the onboarding for ALSs, indicates Heidi, and there is also a very good onboarding document for ALAC members. So I understand that there is a potential collaboration with staff that can take place. I've raised this before, but I just want to make sure that this is not an issue. Are there any copyright issues for you to move on? Dave? I'm not sure that question got through. Dave, are we okay with legal in terms of you proceeding and there being no copyright concerns for the slide deck to be...
This is Dave.
Yep.
Well, this is Dave. I just literally got the slide deck new style guide, so I'll have to go through it. I just literally got it just literally before the call started.
Gotcha.
So,
all right.
So I need to review it and see if there's any issues regarding legal trademarks and so forth. But, and then if there is, I'll read the issue. But my goal is, as discussed, just to say that the goal is to try to make this under a Creative Commons license. So I'll review the scout guide and see what impact on that. Bye.
Thank you. That is wonderful. Thank you for the updates. Just wanted to make sure that that's the way we want to proceed. So again, if there's anything I personally could do to support you linking that work with all other activities, just be sure to let me know. I see already a few of our members raising their hands in the chat room or being willing to support you. But if there's anything you might need, just let us know and we'll try to support that the best we can. With that, I don't see questions. I think I've gone through most of the comments in the chat. Thank you, Dave. You're doing a wonderful work. That is highly impressive. And there are thank yous in the chat room as well. I'd like us to move to the next action items, which is the webinars team. I understand that Hydia has not had the opportunity to join us. I'm not sure if Alfredo had the opportunity to participate in the last webinar team call. I was an apology for that call. Both Maureen and myself were in a call that was taking place in the exactly the same time, so I could not join that specific call. I have a review of the action items there. I'm wondering if we have any participants of the webinar team that would be willing to update us on what happened in the last call. Cheryl, thank you very much. Cheryl, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Joanna. Hopefully you can hear me. If not, just type in chat. I do have an internet connectivity issue. Great. Well, while it lasts, I'll follow as quickly as I can with the information. In the call, one of the main items was our specificity and reviewing of the order and the date. As you know, I think it's the first Monday of every month. But exactly what topic will be going when, and we have, I believe, seven now, not six, planned webinars, and I would think that staff should be able to grab out of the records of that meeting and include into our chat space or meeting records here what that table is. But that was a primary activity, working out exactly what topic is done when. And I think that's a very brief tracy of our work in that group. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. We can see the results of that conversation also on our mailing list. I understand that the first webinar will focus on the EPDT and it will be managed or it will be conducted, moderated by Alan and Hadja. I understand that the specific agenda for that meeting is right now in the works, but we have the topics identified and the speakers partially identified. It's just a question of the perfect timing for the meetings to take place. In that sense, the webinars team is also moving forward, making progress. As Cheryl notes, we need to make sure that the speakers and the times for those meetings are set. I'm reading the chat. I see comments. I don't see questions as such. Liliana is indicating it might be useful to make those webinars available to ALSs. The ALS engagement plan overall, I think, impacts the work that we are doing. That is a very good comment, Liliana. I think there is willingness from both the webinars team as well as staff to target ALSs and meet their needs. I will be happy to speak on this also when we move to the other business or the other action items that I have indicated to be added to the agenda as we move on. Alfredo indicated that the table with details is in our wiki. I think I have the wiki somewhere on my screen. I'll just share the link there. I think that's something that anyone can follow up on. I think that covers the work that has been done by our subgroups. I would like us to move into any other business. I don't see questions, and I don't see comments that I've missed significantly in the chat that would need to be followed up on. Moving into any other business and things that are hopefully to come for us, I've mentioned the next-gen comments and an academic engagement strategy or plan that seems to be one of the hot topics in terms of capacity building. Adam Peake has joined the outreach and engagement call. I'm not sure Adam is with us today. I'm just going through the participants list. But he was very helpful and very supportive with the large plans to identify academics or young academics as one of the groups where we might want to target our engagement. This is not to say that the emphasis is put on academia. That is by far not the case. The emphasis is put on ALSs and getting them more active. One of the groups that might help us do that would be academics or young academics. Now, this topic came up when the next generation, next-gen comments were being developed. There was a small working group with Lauren Glenn and myself looking at the next-gen program as is and trying to figure out how one might want to develop it further. We've indicated in the comments as presented during the Consolidated Policy Working Group meeting last week that it might make sense for at large to show its openness to the academic community, including young academics. The comment itself that you are more than welcome to read, review, I think the deadline is still ahead of us, so there's still a little bit of work to be done, or at least a little bit more room to provide your feedback. So the comments, one of the threads in that comment focuses on the need for at large to make sure that we present ourselves as open also to academic engagement. Now this goes in line with the overall ICON strategy that deals with building a comprehensive narrative that addresses the academic community. As already said, Adam Peake has come forward with a suggestion of trying to engage academic community in a more coordinated manner. I understand that there is a meeting with the Thales and Adam and myself planned for the coming weeks to try to figure out how we do it. As much as there is an academic engagement plan at this point, Adam is very clear that there is no funding that goes with that plan or that strategy. In that sense, what we might want to do as at large is to try and figure out a coordinated way of targeting academia within the work that we do. This goes back to Liana's comment on webinars targeting ALSs. Adam reached out to Ubrallo, reached out to Roberto, and the Individuals Association we have here in Ubrallo, and suggested what we might want to do is we might want to pick out those academics we have here in Ubrallo in the Individuals Association and try to invite them to a webinar, try to get them more engaged, ask them what it is that they would like to do. In that sense, it seems like this is a good time to come forward with creative thinking on how to get academia also involved in the work that we are doing. The next-gen comments indicated that the work that has been done by at large targeting young academics or the next generation leaders, so to speak, was plentiful, but at the same time not as visible as we would like it to be. Heidi indicates that we might get some funding for academic materials, which would be wonderful, but I was just trying to emphasize that Adam was very clear that there is no specific funding targeting this strategy, if you will. As Heidi indicates, it might be a good idea to look at what we have and try to streamline that narrative to target academics. What we're trying to do in Europe, as already said, is to identify those academics we have in the individual association. I think we have Roberto on the call. If there's anything I'm missing, just feel free to address it. I know we have Sebastian as well, so if there's anything I'm missing in that sense, just please feel free to let me know. With the IGF 2020, ICANN is supporting GIGANET, which is the Global Internet Governance Academic Network. That is also an event that is happening that's focused on academics doing internet governance, and ICANN often is an item of their interest, both research-wise and in any policy work that they do. GIGANET just published a call for papers. I've advertised that in our Skype room. I'm happy to provide more details if anyone is interested. That would be one of the actions that are being taken, trying to link at large with academia and young academics as such. I'm trying to listen in to discussions that are going on within the community, also when it comes to outreach and engagement. I'm picking up ideas on how to best target academics, but I would like to use this call and this group to also fish for suggestions or creative thinking, how we might want to use that specific, how we might want to address that specific group. If there is anything we're missing here, if there's anything that should be done. If there are any comments or questions, I'd be happy to answer those. Listen to the comments. I see Roberto and I see Abdul Karim. Let's start with Roberto. Roberto, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. This is Roberto for the recording. I think you said everything, but I wanted to add a comment that is related to Eurodig about the academics. Due to the special, I would say, environment or local hosts that are mostly academic institutions for Eurodig 2020, we might have the possibility of getting in touch more with the academic world and getting them involved a little bit more. When I was doing the preliminary discussions in order to establish the candidature for Trieste for Eurodig, I had really to explain what ICANN was, what and all these things, because the academics over there, they didn't know anything about. Some got interested. So that's possibly an area in which we can do some outreach at Eurodig, also because there will be other academic institutions that will be in European academic institutions that will be involved during the Eurodig conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto. Is Eurodig going virtual? Did I get that correctly? Or don't we have confirmation of that yet?
I thought there was an official statement by Eurodig, but yes, it's going fully virtual.
Right.
But the plan remains for the sessions and so on, what was discussed and prepared in the preparatory meeting, the contributions that came last year from the community.
Thank you, Roberto. So that is our chance to be creative in the virtual realm. I've noted that as well, so Eurodig being a good venue for us to do academic outreach. I must admit I'm looking for ideas to keep this narrative in some way consolidated, because as you indicate, doing some outreach during Eurodig is a great idea. I'm wondering if there's any way in which we could make our narrative more streamlined or better targeted, because it seems like there are many folks working in academia, within at large, doing their own things, doing wonderful things, also when it comes to the schools of internet governance, but we might want to sort of thicken the experience and summarize the experience that we've had thus far. So I'm taking a note of Eurodig as a good platform, but I would love to hear from Abdul Karim and Sonigi too on other thoughts or ideas how we better streamline our academic targeting. I've noted questions from Dave and others in the chat, and I will get to those once we hear from those who have their hands raised. Abdul Karim, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Joanna. I want to commend you for this wonderful initiative. However, I think we need to be a bit more specific because when we talk about academia, it's quite wide. And I, for example, I see the opportunity, or I see what the at-large community stands to benefit from academia. But when we're talking about academia at large, I think it's going to, we have to narrow it down so that the other way, they would also see what they can also benefit from the community. So one thing I want us to first of all think about is to first of all look at academia that are doing things related to what we are doing, one, or things related to internet governance. And I think that should be a good, rather than just say academia, because it's a wide, that's a wide scope. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Abdul Karim. Just had to unmute myself. I fully take that on board. If I was to share experiences, I would say that, again, as you indicate, we might want to streamline that in a specific way, telling them what it is that they would actually benefit. I must admit I've taken the opportunity to advertise the sessions we've had in virtual Cancun to academics working on internet governance, as it seems that they are not following this discourse that we're having sort of staying outside the icon bubble. So I fully take that on board. The little things that I did was simply sharing the recordings or the transcripts of the sessions that we had with folks that I know are working on internet governance. But that is a very practical thing we all could do, whether that is something we should be doing as a community, having a more visible platform. I've heard people talking about a YouTube channel. That is something that I'm trying to research here and to spell out if that's what we want to do. Abdul Karim, I see your hand is still up, but I would like to go to Soniktu and then come back to you if that is in your hand. Oh, thank you. So it's Soniktu. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name.
Yep. No, you didn't mispronounce the name.
Great.
Yeah, good day. My name is Soniktu for the records. Please, my question goes straight. Have we done some scoping between the developed and the developing countries to determine the level of awareness within the academic institution so we'll be able to address like the issue at the Karim raised of wider coverage? However, we could identify some academia within Africa, the Pacific, and so on, the Asian group that have started doing some activities related to internet governance, and then we could also see how we leverage on South-South learning. Thank you.
That is a very good comment. Thank you, Soniktu. I must admit that the only network of IG academics I'm aware of is GigaNet, and it is relatively small, so to speak, so it doesn't really have a regional presence. I think it's not very regionally balanced or geographically balanced. I would be happy to facilitate any kind of a relationship with that group if that might be of benefit, but your observation is fully taken on board. Heidi asks whether a page with a table of current at-large academics and their research expertise or current projects should be set up. And she indicates that we could set up an academic engagement workspace and have this be done and have this be one of the pages. I think that is a wonderful idea. That is actually something that Adam was also suggesting in terms of us trying to figure out where we have academics and what it is that they're doing. If this is something that could be supported by staff, I think that would be wonderful. Heidi, my understanding is that this would need to go down to the regions and RALOs to provide us with with feedback, if that is correct, because Adam indicated for us to do that with a new RALO, addressing the individual's association. If there was a more comprehensive way of doing this, I think that would be beneficial also in response to Sogenito's suggestions of us being aware how high on the agenda IG is for regional academics. If Heidi would like to speak up on details of that, I'll take this up as an AI, indicates Heidi. And that's something that the academic working group has on its agenda and initially wished for. I think it's a wonderful idea. If Heidi has comments on this, I would be happy to hear them. If not, I understand that at times there's a challenge to get audio connection. Heidi, the floor is yours if you wish to speak, but no pressure.
Hi, can you hear me? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to see if you can hear me.
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Perfect. Yeah, so I'm very happy to set up a page just to begin the work on the at-large academic engagement. Joanna, I will set one up. The first one will be a table with current at-large academics. I know that we have many, so we can send a note just to the list to have them add their research expertise and current projects on this. We can also set up a table that shows upcoming conferences that people may be attending. I know that will be likely in the future, but I know also that they also have long lead times to prepare for these academic conferences, so just a heads up would be useful. And other conferences, we can take a look at that. And then once at-large is ready to go beyond at-large and to work with other community members, then we can go from there. Joanna?
Perfect, yes. Thank you. We have Sébastien has a hand up. I was hoping for Sébastien to take the floor. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Now, don't hope for me to take the floor because I just want, please leave us time to discuss this issue in the RALOs before going to make all that. I don't want to take time here to express my concern, but we may discuss that in a few hours in the URL call.
Perfect. Thank you, Sebastian. That's what I was hoping.
Way to go. Thank you.
Yes, that's what I was hoping you would take the floor. So this is an initial feel of the room, so to speak. So I'm happy you raised your hand. We're always happy to welcome concerns. I understand that academic engagement has been on the discussion floor here within at large. So I welcome your comments. This is not an action plan yet. It's rather a scoping of the landscape here and us trying to figure out how we might want or whether we might want to approach this. So all the comments and suggestions are welcome. This is not an actionable plan yet, Sebastian. This is scoping of the ground and we'll see what we get. I see Marita's hand up. I'm going to give her the floor. If Sebastian's hand is new, we will go back to Sebastian. Marita, the floor is yours.
Hi, Marita Mall speaking. Sometimes this issue of engaging academics confuses me a little bit. As I said, academics I know are, and I said in the chat, academics I know, they're studying internet governance. They're looking for money to study internet governance. And if they're going to be studying ICANN in specifically, they probably won't be wanting them. They might not be coming out with a positive outcome. So taking money from ICANN would be an issue. What is it around academics that we want to engage with? How do we want to further their work without appearing to, you know, want to subvert their work or wanting them to, you know, to agree with whatever is going on? Because there's plenty of critique out there, you know. It confuses me a bit. The academics I know look at me a little skeptically when I say, well, you should get involved. There is a big academic conference once a year, probably not this year, in Canada that includes academics. And if ICANN wanted to have something in there, well, somebody's going to have to write a paper and submit it get somebody in an academic community here to write a paper and submit it. I don't know how else this is done. Thank you.
Thank you, Marita. Comment. I have a few answers for you, I think, but I'm going to give the floor to Roberto first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that what Marita was referring to is what I would called the sociologist academics, the ones who see the things from the for the internet governance point of view, but there are also other academics, for instance, that are involved in networks, academic networks, infrastructure, that are building models about. I think that there's different types of academics, and we should probably address all the different types of academics. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto. I fully agree. So I don't want to take up too much time. We only have roughly 7 minutes left, and I've noted very well Sebastian's certain concerns with this very topic, so I don't want us to take up too much time. But just to give a very brief response to Marita, I think, and again, this is an ICANN org initiative of having an academic engagement plan, but my understanding is that this academic engagement is supposed to ensure that there is a correct understanding of the work that is done within ICANN as it impacts the general internet governance discourse. Just to give you a very concrete example, there is an entire narrative developed around internet governance by contract. Now, if you try to toss that discussion into those who actually do contracts within ICANN, that discussion gets very interesting, that gets very emotional, and it seems as if those contracts are not civil law contracts as you would have elsewhere. The same goes for DNS abuse. We keep going around DNS abuse, whereas there is a whole body that deals with cybersecurity, norms development, et cetera, et cetera. So my understanding is we're trying to link the work we're doing here with this high-level discourse elsewhere that at times disregards the work that is actually being done on the ground. That would be my take at an answer. So that's something we're trying to address. Make sure that the way they perceive what's going on the ground is the same as they then is being put into the papers. But that would be my very knee-jerk response to that. So as already said, this is not a plan that is carved in stone. If we as at large decide we don't want to do it, hey, that's it. I'll happily comply. But if we might want to target this specific audience as part of our outreach and engagement through capacity building, so giving more information on where we stand, that is something we might want to do. And I'm just trying to figure out if there is a plan for this, whether there is anything we could improve in terms of capacity building. On one hand, to resource our capacity building with those bright brains out there, and on the other hand, to maybe offer something to them in return. So this is where I'm coming from. As I already said, it's not carved in stone. I don't want to take up more time, but there's one more issue I wanted to raise. Dev had a question in the chat room, on COVID and how it impacts outreach and engagement. I wanted to use that question because clearly that challenge makes us address outreach and engagement in a different way. And that is something we're also trying to figure out here. But at the same time, there is a discussion now on DNS abuse and the coronavirus. And there is a discussion on whether there is a need to build capacity of end users in terms of not being gullible online when you can buy a coronavirus vaccine or anything else that might help you in a very challenging time. In that sense, again, trying to get a feel of the room, I'm wondering if there is a need for us as, in terms of capacity building, as the capacity building working group, to pick up on that challenge and try to address it. Should there be a webinar? Should there be any kind of information being sent out to the community? Be aware that there is no cure for coronavirus, regardless of there being a website that offers you one to it. So that is something I would like, out of scope, says Nadira. We've had a discussion on DNS abuse and coronavirus. I understand that Nadira indicates this is out of scope. There is no interest of end users getting educated on this. Anyone else? If we have any comments. Again, that's something that came up in discussions in the at-large Skype room, on the mailing lists. I have one out of scope from Nadira. I'm wondering if anyone else has any thoughts or ideas on us needing to address the coronavirus in another way. I see Sebastian's hands up. Sebastian, the floor is yours.
I think it's an interesting question because we have too much to do. But in the same time, this specific issue is in the head of everybody. Therefore, if we can find a way to take this issue as a way to have inputs from and to end user who are very much concerned with coronavirus, and it's a way to show them what's going on the DNS world, why not? It's why I suggest that we put some idea on that. Thank you.
Okay, so I have a slight yes from Sebastian. I have a no from Nadira and a no from Marita, I think, if I'm reading this correctly. Cheryl says we have enough to do. Would this be something we might want to take in the time leading up to Kuala Lumpur, or should we just drop it? I think I have three voices for drop it. A very strong no from Cheryl. Drop, all right, good. That is duly noted. Do we have another comment, Sebastian? Is that a new hand? I see your hand is still up. That was a moderate yes from you. That is also quite well noted. Heidi indicates that there are consumer groups that provide information on COVID. Yes, and there is actually a very good paper coming from Europol that instructs us how to stay away from those dangerous sites. Outreach working group might do that, says Nadira. We have Daniel on the call. I think he left. I think he just left. But we have Natalia as well, I think. So that is also well noted, something to do for outreach that is not of our interest. All right, that is a very tangible feedback that we just got there. Is there any other business? Because I've been talking and talking. I apologize. That is very unlike me. But we are out of time. We have 60 minutes. Staff, if I'm incorrect on those 60 minutes, to correct me, but I think we just had 60 minutes, so we are very much out of time. I'm wondering if there are any last words from anyone. I don't see any hands raised. With that, I am going to ask staff to provide a doodle for the next meeting. Would that work? And I will close this meeting if that is okay. Thank you, everyone, for participating. I see there are other calls starting. Thank you, everyone. That was yes, Heidi.
Yeah, really quickly, when would you like the next call? How many weeks? Is that a month or 2 weeks or when?
If we could meet every month, I think, Alfredo, that would work. The last one was in February, so the next one could be in a month. Would this work?
Okay, so the
Alfredo
end of April.
Yes. That would
okay,
be perfect,
thank you.
I think.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you to interpreters. Thank you for taking the time. Enjoy the rest of your day. This call is finished. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening day.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.